I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we got two stops to make here on the Daily Ticker. Hope you're enjoying your Friday afternoon. We talked about the Oregon spring game, had Crystal Ball on yesterday to give us the lowdown. So let's talk about it a little more. There's a lot to that goes into this weekend's Saturday matchup, Oregon versus Oregon. Dirt will be down there himself.
The green versus the yellow. Are we going gray versus black? A lot of colors to choose from.
Here we go. Joining us now on the MVP HomeLoans.com Guild Hotline for everything on what this weekend means for Oregon is our friend Justin Hopkins, ScoopDuck.com. J-Hop, thanks for taking a couple minutes up here in Portland with us, man. I'll start with this. I mentioned this yesterday. I do think this matters. It feels like Crystal Ball is trying to make the spring game matter in the same sense of all of the teams in the Midwest and in the southern part of the United States. The attendance might not be 55,000, but do you feel that he is taking this thing to a level we haven't seen before?
Oh, absolutely. Again, we've talked about, and I'm sure he mentioned it, but, you know, Mario Crystal Ball preaches elevating the program. And he doesn't just mean that in terms of recruiting. It's all things. You know, you've seen the strength and conditioning program elevated. You've seen so many facets of Oregon football elevated. This is yet another example, but it's a big example. I mean, I think, you know, if you're Oregon, it is difficult to get kids to visit. So why not make it as impactful as possible? And there's really no other way to do that. We know that from going to Duck games, how electric it can be, and you hear it time and time again. Well, why not showcase that in the spring? Because as I've mentioned before on the show, you know, the recruiting timeline's escalated so much now. It's different than it was 2, 3, heck, mm-hmm. 4 or 5 years ago. So I think by taking advantage of this, you know, he's basically challenging, Oregon fans, come out and help us get these kids committed. Help us create the environment that they could experience in September or October. But you got to do it now, and that's just the way recruiting works. I think it's the right move.
Yeah, well, let's get to the main thing for this weekend, J-Hop, all right? Because, there's a ton of former players in town. The GOAT himself is back in Eugene. There's like 1,000 recruits, I feel like, in town. I just want to know about one of them, and that's DJ Ugalele. What's the latest on this dude? I've seen you've been writing about, the press that they've put on to recruit him. He's meeting Masoli, who's his icon and his hero. How's that entire thing going with recruiting the big-time quarterback?
Yeah, there is absolutely no question. Here's the deal. You know, at this particular moment, DJ's down to Clemson and Oregon. He visited Clemson a couple weeks ago for their spring game. They put on the full court press. Now it's Oregon's turn, and he's deciding on Cinco de Mayo on May 5th. So they're getting the last crack at it. So there's one thing that you could always, at least right now, you could say about this Oregon staff. If they lose out on a recruit, it's not because of effort. There is no lack of effort. So, you know, everything, they've been geared up big time for DJ coming to town. You know, of course, bringing Mazzoli in and Mariota. Those are two of his favorite players that he's ever grown up watching. So, you know, a lot went into making sure those guys were here. You can see that Mazzoli's already attached to his hip, mm-hmm. as you would want. I mean, why not walk around with him all weekend and make him feel the love and feel special? But, yeah, I mean, he's the guy. And to me, I really don't like to do this, but you almost have to with DJ. He's the guy that really sets up this class, not just because he's a five-star, not just because he's a quarterback. It's those things, along with the fact that he's a great young man off the field. He goes to a powerhouse program in California, and if this kid commits early, you know, here in a few weeks when he makes his decision, you as coaches, Mario Cristobal and his staff, can now use that going into California, you know, and recruiting other players that are going to want to play with him, because that's the name of the game. Great players want to play with other great players. And when you've got the top quarterback in the country committed, it's going to make your job a little bit easier for the offensive staff at the very least. So you know, I hate to say that this is a program-changing recruit, but it really, really is in this particular instance.
J-Hop, very quickly, man, because this is a big hit segment for us, just a few minutes with each guest. Your percentage chances of Oregon being able to land him as of today, in your opinion?
You know, as of today, I'd be completely blunt. I'd say 20 to 25%. I do feel like Clemson has the lead. You know, they put on a great visit. It's a great program. I mean, Dabo's doing big things out there in Clemson. So right now, today, prior to this visit, which is just getting started this morning, I'd say he's all Clemson. But ask me again on Monday, and we could have an entirely different story, and that's why this visit's so big.
There we go. Justin Hopkins, ScoopDuck.com. The latest Oregon spring game is tomorrow. A lot of coverage here on The Fan. J-Hop, thanks so much, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there we go. We move on to the Daily Ticker now. The MVP HomeLoans.com Guild Hotline travels to Oklahoma City. We were talking about the Blazers 10 minutes ago. Game three tonight, 6:30 in OKC. And joining us for the first time on the show, AJ McCord, Coin 6, is on with us now. AJ, thanks for taking a couple minutes with us. I know you're busy down there. What's the energy, the vibe like with Portland and the confidence for them going into this game three?
Absolutely. I'm stoked to be on with you guys. I have to say, this team is very locked in. This is very much a business trip. And I was on the trip last year to New Orleans, and obviously at this point in the series, they were down 0-2. Mm-hmm. And I have to be honest with you, the way they talk today was not all that much different than how they talked a year ago in their intensity, in their need to get this win. Every player I talked to today, from Damian Lillard to Enes Kanter to Zach Collins, they all said this is the biggest game of the series because this is the one that could very well determine how this series goes. Lillard said a couple days ago, the series doesn't start until we get one there. And so this is a big one, and everybody knows it, and they are – you know, locked in. And like I said, obviously they're up 2-0 on the series, but the way they were talking, you would think it was 0-0 at this point.
Yeah, it's a good mindset to have. And the injury is obviously lingering big in this series. What have we found out now that it's shifting spots and each team had 2 days to get healthy on Paul George's shoulder? Any updates there? And then Kanter banged up his hand, didn't play a ton in the second half of game two. What's he saying about that injury?
So I did talk to Enes Kanter today about his hand. He said it's not 100%, but he doesn't expect it to be. It's the playoffs. He's going to be fine. He got it iced, and he's ready to go. So he doesn't seem to be worried about it, but it is the playoffs. And so there's a lot of ice going around right now, as you might expect. Paul George, I have not gotten a chance to talk to because their availability was at the same time as the Blazers, which is rather inconvenient. But I did see from yesterday when he did availability, he didn't have that huge ice pack on his shoulder like he did during the availability in Portland. So I don't know if that's an optics thing or maybe it's actually better, but it didn't look good in Portland when he showed up to availability with his shoulder so high iced that it looked, you know, he looked like the Hunchback because he had so much ice on his shoulder. So he didn't have that on yesterday. You know, that being said, It'll be interesting to see how he comes out and plays tonight, because to me, it didn't look like a rhythm thing. Like, I know that's what he keeps saying. It's a rhythm thing about getting back in the flow of everything. But for me, his shots have looked fluid through the series. So, you know, there's no kind of hitch in his giddy up, to borrow an Oklahoma saying, since that's what I'm here for. But it'll be interesting. I think he's the X factor for tonight.
AJ, how surprised are you the way this series has gone in the first two games? Like, what did you think this series would be in Portland to start off? And then where are you at right now with what you've seen?
I don't even know that I want to own up to what I thought this series was going to be when the matchup first came out. I didn't like it. I did not like it for Portland. I thought without Nurkic, this is going to be a bear. But the way Enes Kanter has stepped up, the way Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum are leading this team in such, I mean, I keep harping on it, but it is such a business atmosphere. They are here to win two basketball games. That is their plan. That is what they're going out and trying to execute. I think tonight they're well aware that this could very well be OKC's biggest punch. So if they can survive this tonight, I mean, I know this stat from covering them last year. No team has ever come back from being down 3-0 in a seven-game series to win the whole thing. So they know that if they go out and get this thing tonight, statistically, emotionally, momentum-wise, this is in their favor. And so after seeing them play the first two games, after talking to them today, if I was a betting person, which I am not, I would still place money on Portland tonight.
Yeah. We asked you about the Portland vibe. I thought it was interesting. You said just kind of a business trip, and they're taking it very seriously, and the mentality hasn't changed a whole lot despite winning the first two games. What kind of vibes are you getting from Oklahoma City at this point? I mean, they have to be a little shell-shocked being down 2-0. A lot of people expected them to win game two. But now, as you mentioned, I mean, there's a ton of pressure. This is their season tonight. Now, granted, they're at home, so they're going to have 20,000 people behind them and cheering for them. But what kind of vibes are you getting around OKC right now?
They're angry, without a doubt. I mean, listening to Steven Adams and Paul George in particular, they're very frustrated with how they've been playing. And that said, you know, Paul George was talking about, hey, I'm glad we're home. It's nice to be home. But just because we're home, it doesn't guarantee a win. And we're not doing the things on the court that we need to do to get a win. And at the end of the day, it's the five guys on the court, not the 20,000 in the fans that win, or 20,000 in the stands that win or lose the game. And so they're very frustrated. Steven Adams said some words I'm not allowed to repeat on the radio or on television, which he would describe his feeling. So they're frustrated, but I think, you know, so much about the playoffs, you can't remake a team in the playoffs, right? Like, you are who you are at that point. And so right now, I think OKC is trying to figure out, shoot, who we are has not been enough. And so how do we change that? And really, the 72 hours or whatever it is between games two and three is not a lot of time to make a ton of adjustments. So, they're frustrated, but I think they're frustrated, A, because they're losing, but B, because there's just not a lot of time to really make big changes in the playoffs.
Yeah. AJ, get you out of here on this one. More intimidating to ask an important question to Greg Popovich or Russell Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook.
Really?
Not even close. Because I think, and to be fair, I have not interviewed Pop, but Russell Westbrook is very intimidating. And when he is up at the podium, he just glares. Like, he starts out glaring. Whereas Pop, like, really kind of have to earn it, you know? And I think at the end of the day, what I have seen, I have heard that Russell Westbrook is a nice person off the court. I don't have any personal experience with that. It's not super well documented. But I think Greg Popovich is pretty well documented. He's well respected. He's very well liked, just all around. And so for me, I would fall back on who they are as a person. And Pop, I think, from what I've heard, there's a lot more backing up that he's a good person.
Yeah. AJ McCord, Coin 6. She's down in OKC covering game three, Portland and OKC 6:30 tonight. Give her a follow on Twitter at AJ_McCord. AJ, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate the time and enjoy game three.
Absolutely. Anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.